Hey, welcome back to Dan's Miscellaneous Ramblings, episode 26. Hey, I was born on the 26th, so in a way, this is kind of my birthday. Isn't that kind of fun? Today's episode is going to be kind of interesting, I hope. I mean, I hope all my episodes are at least a little interesting to you, but today I want to do the villain episode, okay? No, you're thinking of your villain, right? I don't know. What's the first villain that pops into your head? It's obviously Megamind. But if it's not Megamind somehow, then it's probably, I don't know, Lex Luthor or the Joker or villain number three. I don't know. Wait, I said three things already. That would be villain number four. Wow, I've been foiled by my own numbers. That's a shame. Getting foiled by my own design, what a villain thing to do. I've recently begun saying that I want to be the villain. All right? And no, this is not just because I've watched the Dream SMP. All right? I swear. Though that may have inspired some things. And being the villain seems much better. Almost, I also want to be the hero. Okay? I kind of want to be both. I just want to be special. Then I don't think that that's anything that you guys don't feel. I mean, who doesn't want to be special in some way? But being the villain for something I truly believe in seems like a pretty interesting gig. And here's why. One, capes, okay? Now I know heroes can also wear capes and whatever. So this is just a general super thing to do, all right? I want to wear a cape so badly, but if I go outside wearing a cape, do you know how many people are going to judge me? They're going to say mean things about me. They're going to send me back to preschool or something. I don't know. What do people do when they ostracize you? I'm pretty sure they send you back to preschool. I think that's how that works. But I wanted people to go out in a big flowy cape, all right? And have people say, "Wow, that's a cool cape," rather than, "What is this guy on? Why is he just walking out wearing a cape?" That just seems, I don't know. I want to wear a cape. Two. Have you seen the leather jackets that villains get to wear? All right. I love leather jackets and leather shoes. The leather jackets and leather shoes are like my two top leather items. And I used to call my leather jacket my confidence jacket. There's someone who started calling it the confidence cowskin. I don't call it that. That makes me a little uncomfortable, but you know what? If they want to call it that and they have fun calling it that, then whatever. But I have a leather jacket that makes me feel so confident in myself. Like, I look amazing all the time. This isn't a question. This, if you know me, you know that I'm obviously the most beautiful person on the face of the planet. And if you don't know me, I'm sure that you've thought about what I must look like for so long, just over and over again. You think, "Wow, that Dan, I bet he just looks the most amazing." Like he would put what is it? Not Alfonso, starts with an F. What was Fabio? Fabio, yeah, put Fabio to shame. I think he was some hot guy back from when my parents were kids, I think. I think. I don't know. It's been a while since my parents have talked about Fabio. But overall, I'd like to think I'm marginally attractive, but I just look all right, or I look cute or whatever, depending on what I'm wearing. Like if I wear a sweater, no one's gonna say, "Wow, that Dan right there, he looks absolutely ravishing." No one says that when you wear a sweater. No one says that when you have like a polo shirt underneath and the collar sticks out on top. No, you have a couple people, I guess, saying it if I wear my flannel with a t-shirt underneath, but no one really says it. But when I put on the leather jacket, suddenly things shift and I just look amazing. And the best part is the people who still want to think I look cute, for example, my mother, can still think, "Wow, you look so cute in that jacket. Oh, that's amazing." And the people who and other people can be like, "Wow, Dan, you look so great." And it feels so nice. I like it when people appreciate me. And again, that's just a normal human thing to do, I think. I don't know. I recently took, by recently, I mean like just today, I took this test about how easy you'd be to get along with. And I'm pulling up the results right now, but I think I might have exaggerated on some things a little bit, because I got like 41.43% difficult to get along with. And like everyone I talk to has been getting lower, and I know that I'm pretty easy to work with. Like, people enjoy working with me. So I don't know. I don't know if the test is flawed or whatever. Maybe I am just difficult to work with, and every single person who has worked with me has managed to suppress their hatred for me. But I'm going to go with the test is faulty, or I answered faultily, either way. But I still felt it was something reasonable to want to share, because, you know, I overshare about my entire personality and life. So, I should have an episode where I have people send in questions and then I answer them. That'd be really interesting. If I think of an easy way to do that, besides just emailing me. Oh, that reminds me. Okay, after the test thing, I'll deal with that. We got tons of time. So the difficult person test. My results, besides the overall difficulty, the thing that's least difficult about me is callousness. Like, I barely any callousness. There's such a tiny sliver, but it's not even there. And callousness is referring to how cold and uncaring you are, and stuff like that. And I am not. I overly care about everything and everyone I know. If you tell me you have a problem, I'm probably not going to stop thinking about it until said problem is solved. There's a bunch of people who come to me to try and help with their problems because they just need someone caring to talk to. And they always come to me. Like, that. This isn't even me bragging or anything. Like, I don't want this. This is just how it is. Then the next lowest, I guess I'm going bottom to top. That seems like a good way to do it. Next lowest was suspicion. Suspicion is how suspicious you are of people. So if you think that people are going to betray you, for example, you're playing Among Us, your suspicion might be quite high. My suspicion in general life is pretty low. I like to think that I think the best of people, and that's sometimes to my own downfall. But I like to think that everyone around me is super, super nice and caring and wants the best for the world. And you will always see me say that humans are innately good, because that's something I truly believe. Then the next lowest was aggression. The thing is, I'm not aggressive, but I'm extremely competitive. I don't like to lose, but I don't get angry over... Oh, no, I get angry over it sometimes. But it's more... I more get sad when I lose a lot, which, again, is probably not the best thing to do. But, aggression is this thing I don't have all that much of. Then, about tied was risk-taking and dominance. I don't take all that many risks, I'm going to be honest. So I think that this part was a bit overdone. I think my risk-taking should be a little lower. But, you know, sometimes you just gotta do some risky things. When I'm spoon fairying people, I'll go for the slightly harder spoon fairy sometimes if I feel like I need the challenge, you know? And dominance, I'd like to think I'm kind of a dominant person, I'm gonna be honest. Like, I like seeing things go my way. I like telling people what to do. And that doesn't mean I don't like hearing what they have to say, but I like it when things go my way. And I know, like, that's probably a normal human thing, I think. But who knows, maybe it isn't. Then is manipulativeness. Apparently, I scored second highest on manipulativeness, and being manipulative has always been one of my, like, greatest fears, so I don't know exactly what happened there. And I really hope I'm not manipulative, but if I'm manipulative, I can't exactly ask the people I'm close to, because I would have manipulated them into thinking that I wasn't manipulative, or I wouldn't be manipulative and they would have nothing to go off of. So either way, it's kind of a rigged gambit. I don't really have a good way to test that one, but I like to think I'm not manipulative, but then again, that could be making me manipulate. You see the problem here? You see, I don't know. What I like to think doesn't really matter there. So, but then again, this is an online test that hasn't seen me in real life. So how valid really is it? I don't know. I do know that my first result is very valid though. And because that's grandiosity. I scored very highly in grandiosity. And grandiosity is basically feeling like you're either better than everyone else, that you're an above average human, or whatever. I don't see how this could get me, make me difficult to work with, though. Because if I'm so perfect, which I am, how could it be difficult to work with me? You know? Comedy button. It is kind of true. I do kind of see myself as, in a lot of areas, slightly above average as a human. And I do think that I'm a pretty decent specimen of a human. And I hope that doesn't make me difficult to work with. And I do try and tone things. I try and tone things down when I'm not with my friends. Sometimes I'll even overplay it when I'm with my friends. I'm like, oh, I'm the best. Yeah, it helps hide my insecurities and whatever. So deal with it, I guess. But you know, it is what it is, and it's an online test, and you can't expect it to be perfectly accurate. But if you really want to take it, it's called the Difficult Person Test. It's at IDR Labs. I think I can link it in the description. I'll try and do that. But if you're on Spotify, you'll have to go to the website, which is, of course, linked in the Spotify profile. So, and you can also find it at dansmissgramblings.com or .podbean.com. Something I wanted to do before we got off the air today, which we still have a few minutes, is I actually did get an email from a... Oh, that's where the notification sound is coming from. I got an email from a fan. This was from Leland Jones III. Hey, dude, what is good? This email right here is incredibly epic and should thus be heralded in the Dan's Miscellaneous Ramblings Hall of Fame as the most excellent email you have received thus far, as it may be the only one if the situation remains stagnant from yesterday. Sincerely yours, Leland Jones III. Thank you to Leland Jones. I actually did not ask him to send that. He sent that of his own volition. But then again, he's Leland Jones, so I really should have expected something like this. That being said, that is the first email I have received from a fan, and I intend to read them all out loud, unless there's some obvious reason why I shouldn't. So I encourage you guys to send your own emails. My email is in my podcast sidebar. Remember, you can access that by going to the top left corner of the website. Sometimes you have to scroll up a little because it's located in like the top corner, but only at the top of the scroll bar. I don't know. It's whack. Speaking of the website, I can see I have 234 downloads over the last 26 episodes on the website alone. And I've hit 69 starts on my podcast on Spotify, which I think is pretty cool. And you know, 26 streams, so hey, 26 on episode 26, that's pretty good. We still have a couple minutes here, so what are some other villainy things I want to do? Sometimes I just want to listen to villain music. That's why I have the villain playlist, and someday I might actually share that with you guys. But it's got songs like Villainous Thing and Choke by I Don't Know How But They Found Me, and even the Phantom of the Opera theme, Necromancer Dancing, A Bad Guy, and a whole bunch of other songs that you've... Bad Guy by Set It Off, not by Billie Eilish. And a whole bunch of other songs that I've talked about, actually, as the song that's been on my mind all day. I've taken a lot of them from my villain playlist. And I really, really enjoy the music that sounds villainous. So that's another reason I feel like I could just walk. I could walk outside, push open some grand doors in my flowing cape and leather jacket, and just... it would be so cool. It would be so cool. I don't necessarily want to hurt other people, but I also... I'm down for a little vigilante justice, and if that's branded as villainy, you know what? Okay, I'm fine with that. Because I've resigned to the fact that I might be the villain in some people's stories, you know? Today, it's about 30 seconds till, so it's time to say the song that's been on my mind all episode, and I'll actually yoink this from the villain playlist. And today, I will go with the wonderful, we'll go with Bad Bad Things by AJJ. It's a song where the person sings kind of pitchily, and it's really kind of gruesome and dark, and it's basically about how this dude murdered this guy's whole family. That's the entire song. But that's all the time we have for today. So I hope you have a wonderful time and good.